Hello, everyone. It's Thursday, the 28th of July. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on to sports on WTAW.com. It'll be leadership by committee for the Aggie defense in 2011 somewhat, with people like Lucas Patterson, Michael Hodges, and Von Miller gone. Others will step up for what Mike Sherman says will be an even better defense. Senior defensive back Trent Hunter agrees.
We know we can't lean on one guy. We have a lot of guys that are stepping up this year and going to have to take that leadership, bro. You know, guys like Tony Gerard, Eddie, myself, Sean Porter, Terrence Frederick, you know, Corio Judy, all the guys that they got a lot of playing time last year and have all that experience, that we're all stepping up and being leaders for our football team.
Sherman says that there'll be a better defense because of better familiarity with Coach Tim DeRuiter's scheme.
I think we're going to be a better team on defense, even though we lose some significant players, Von Miller, Mike Hodges, Lucas Patterson, tremendously significant players in our defense. But I do believe that the second year in this defense will make the biggest jump. Our guys are going to have a lot more familiarity and knowledge of the defense and be able to fit in a little bit better. I don't think you replace the Von Miller number two pick very easily with one player. I think we have to do it collectively with a group of guys, and I think we'll be able to do that.
A&M and SMU kick off 5 weeks from Sunday at Kyle Field. We'll be back to more football in a minute. Now baseball, two significant on-field feats yesterday in baseball. The LA Angels' Irvin Santana tossed the third no-hitter of the season in the Angels' 3-1 triumph over Cleveland. It was the first no-hitter by an Angel pitcher in 27 years. And Seattle Mariners snapped their franchise record 17-game losing streak by beating the New York Yankees 9-2 behind Felix Hernandez. Now, the Houston Astros snapped a 5-game losing streak with a 4-2 win over the St. Louis Cardinals last night. Rookie Jose Altuve drove in the go-ahead run in the ninth with his third hit of the game. Cardinal All-Star Lance Berkman, the former Astro, sat the game out after receiving a cortisone shot in his right shoulder. Joe Mauer and Michael Cudjere both homered last night to help the Minnesota Twins beat the Rangers 7-2. Since the Rangers' 12-game winning streak, they've now lost 5 out of their last 8. Minnesota long balls back to solid outing from Brian Dunsing in the win. Now football, the Houston Texans have agreed to terms with backup quarterback Matt Leinart. A person with knowledge of the situation confirmed the deal yesterday. Houston signed Leinart to a 1-year deal last September, but he didn't take any snaps during the season. 2 days after the NFL lockout ended, the wheeling and the dealing continues like one extended 2-minute drill for general managers. Among the highlights, according to a person familiar with the agreement, the Tennessee Titans have reached an agreement with Matt Hasselbeck. The 35-year-old quarterback has spent the past 10 years with Seattle, but the Seahawks reached a deal Tuesday with quarterback Tavares Jackson. The Titans were looking for a veteran quarterback to help mentor number 8 overall draft pick Jake Locker. Veteran Kerry Collins is retiring, and Tennessee plans to trade or release Vince Young before training camp opens on Friday. The Vikings are getting quarterback Donovan McNabb for a pair of 6-round draft picks. McNabb would have to agree to restructure the 5-year, $78 million deal he signed with the Redskins because the Vikings don't have enough cap room to fit him in. So how much did the new NFL collective bargaining agreement and its rookie salary cap cost former A&M linebacker Von Miller, the number 2 overall pick this year by the Denver Broncos? Well, last year, the number 2 pick, Ndamukong Suh, signed for $68 million over 5 years. That's about $13.6 million a year. Well, yesterday it was reported that Miller signed for $21 million over 4 years, or about $5.2 million a year. So, yep, the new deal cost Miller about $47 million total, or about $8 million a year. But he told the media in Colorado he's not worried about it. He's been playing for free all his life. He says that he thinks he'll make it up in future contracts. He doesn't expect this to be his one and only contract that he'll sign. Brazos Valley Bombers got 2 RBIs from Cameron Scherer and shut out the Pump Jacks last night, 5-0. And North Carolina officials have called a press conference today, at which time they expect to discuss yesterday's firing of football coach Butch Davis 9 days before the start of preseason practice. An interim coach is expected to be named following this morning's closed-door meeting of the North Carolina Board of Trustees. And a person with knowledge of the deals tells the AP that the Milwaukee Bucks are in discussions with franchise icon Sidney Moncrief about returning to the team as an assistant coach. Bucks coach Scott Skiles has an opening on his staff after Kelvin Sampson left to join Kevin McHale as an assistant with the Rockets. And that's your look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com.